Unit 11. Believe it or not. 11A. Macbeth. Exercise 2.
In the theatre, there's one superstition that everyone knows, which is that you should not mention the name of the play by Shakespeare, Macbeth. It's called the Scottish play, if you want to talk to someone about it, or that play, or oh, I'm not supposed to say it, which often happens. But if you do say the word Macbeth by mistake, there are several ways you can break the spell. You can make the superstition not have any terrible effect. If you say it in the dressing room, you should leave the dressing room, turn round 3 times in a clockwise direction, swear, and then knock on the door and ask to be let back into the room. And only until someone says, come in, can you go back in again. Otherwise you have to leave the theatre. And a lot of people shrug it off, say they don't believe it. But most people will stick to the rules of not saying it.
Exercise 4.
The reasons I think that it has become a superstition is because there are an awful lot of accidents that have happened during various productions of Macbeth. One awful one was when a shield during one of the fights was thrown mistakenly off stage and beheaded a member of the audience. There have been other occurrences of people actually getting stabbed during some of the fight scenes, and Lady Macbeth catching fire during the sleepwalking scene. And nobody wants these to happen during their production or their play, whether it's Macbeth or not, so they prefer not to say the word Macbeth in a theatre.
11B. Palm reading. Exercise 2. 1.
Well, you've got a very interesting hand, in fact. It looks as though you're a very determined character. You've got a very strong headline. Your heart line goes down quite a lot. There's quite a strong connection between the two. So I think there either have been or will be two women in your life. And it looks as though during your early life, you either were ill or you changed your mind about the direction in which your life was going to go. It looks to me as though you're a fairly artistic person. Yes, I would say very artistic.
2.
Now let's have a look at your hand here. Now you've got a very, very square, very practical hand. So you're somebody who's not afraid of hard work. On the other hand, you've got a very, very strange line of imagination with lots of little wrinkles, little valleys coming off it, which means that you're also a very imaginative person as well as being very practical. Coming down here from just above your thumb is your lifeline, and it starts off in a little vaguely. It's not a very well-defined line, and this, I think, would indicate that at the beginning of your life you weren't very sure where you wanted to go, what you wanted to do, but then gradually when you got to about your 20s, I would say, you suddenly take off in this direction very, very firmly indeed, and this goes right on. I think this would tell me that you are going to go on in your present career until you retire. But actually, I have to tell you, quite an early age. And just coming out of that line and going right across your hand, you've got, it's probably what we would call endeavour and determination. And I have to tell you that this again is a line that is not very firm and deep. It's a little bit vague and a little bit wavy. And I think that means that you're somebody who questions themselves a lot and is never absolutely sure that what they're going to do is right or not. And that doesn't get better as you go through life.